104.4 morning. That is Jonas Blue, Jack and Jack. What's going on? We're live across the Chris Fade Show right here on Virgin Radio. Today is Mental Health Awareness Day, not only in the UAE, across the world. I think mental health awareness is something so important, something vital, something that should be done all the time. We sometimes look after our physical part of our bodies, but we don't think about the mind, the most important thing.
It needs to be healthy.
I have openly talked about my own anxiety issues that I've had over the years and how I've tried to handle them, especially when it comes to anxiety. If you've never experienced it before, you go to yourself, what's going on? I've never had this.
You've said before it's like an out-of-body experience sometimes. You know all this stuff is going wrong, but you don't know how to stop it.
Anxiety can cause physical problems, mental issues. It can affect your friends, your family, yourself. And a lot of the time you feel like you're trapped and you're doing it on your own. I just want to let you know you're not doing it alone. There are many people around the world and many people are your friends that you don't even know are going through it. For some reason, we like to keep it shut. If you've broken your arm, you tell everyone about it. Oh, I've broken my arm. I mean, I've got pain. But when you have mental health issues, you feel embarrassed and it's not to be that way.
That's what this day is about.
In studio, Dr. Saliha Afridi. She's from the Lighthouse. Is it an institute? What is it?
It's a wellness center.
It's a wellness center. You're in studio this morning. Give her a big round of applause. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow.
Mental health awareness is something that I'm really happy that we're doing across the world. I think it's a really important day. It's about time that we bring mental health awareness to everybody, right?
Yes, I definitely think so. It's happening, like you said, it's happening to more people than we actually think.
Yep.
About 450 million people across the world have some sort of, you know, mental health difficulty that they're going through. And even with youth, it's 1 in 4. So the numbers are very high.
That's high.
Yes.
1 in 4.
When we say mental health, what is it? Can it be anxiety? Can it be depression? Can it be ADHD? It's a number of factors, right?
Yes. So there's about 200 classified mental health issues. The most common ones you just named, depression, anxiety, substance abuse, addictions, ADHD, learning disorders, dementia, psychoses. Yep. I mean, I could go on and on, but there's about 200 of them.
Are we learning more about it as we progress through life as humans? Are we understanding health, mental health? I know that, you know, 50 years ago, people would be called crazy. You know, oh, she's crazy or he's crazy, when really they're not. There's a chemical imbalance in their mind or happening in their brain that we don't understand. Are we understanding that now?
I think, you know, slowly we're chipping away at the stigma that's associated with mental health difficulties.
Yeah.
We used to think that it's a weakness, but I think people like you just being able to talk about it and normalizing some of that, I think, is very important. Also, through neuroimaging, we see things a lot more clearly as to what's happening in the brain. So we actually do see that it's a chemical imbalance or something going on in the brain. This is not just made up in my thoughts.
Well, that's one of the things I wanted to ask you, was because I think a lot of people, let's say, Chris, you were going through something or I was going through something, a friend of mine might come up to me and say, oh, you're just having a bad day. It's fine. Go watch a movie that you like or go listen to this song. You'll be all right. But if it's continuously happening, what can you say to someone who maybe is feeling that low every day or feeling anxious or whatever every day, but hasn't really gone out to get the help because they still feel like, it's just a normal thing? How can you kind of identify that I need to get help for this?
I think this is a very important topic because it's a bit twofold, because with the happiness sort of industry, and we have this, you know, think positively and don't be negative, there's a lot of like fear of saying, well, maybe I'm not, you know, maybe I'm not supposed to have a bad day.
Yeah.
A lot of kids just have a bad day and all of a sudden, you know, for example, my daughter who's 12 years old, she's like, Mom, I'm depressed. I said, okay, tell me what you're going through because I'm freaking out. I'm a psychologist.
Yeah.
My daughter's coming to me about this stuff. And she's like, well, you know, for 2 days I've been feeling really low. And I'm like, honey, that's called life. It's not depression.
Yep.
So I think we do need to know a little bit about what is normal and what is actually clinical. And that's why the Lighthouse actually got the license to do the mental health first aid course. We're the only institute in the UAE that can actually provide this course. It's a 12-hour course where you actually go through all the major symptoms of, you know, the major disorders, depression, anxiety, substance, like I said, and on and on. And so it's 12 hours long, and you actually then learn to see the risk factors, the warning signs, how do you respond to these, you know, difficulties, and how do you get these people to help? So okay. you would be able to then see, okay, well, this has been a really bad day for the last 2 weeks. Now we have an issue going on.
Right.
And these are the people I can connect you to. So you actually know how to approach, because sometimes we see it, but we don't know how to talk about it. So we just like, you know, pretend like we're not seeing it.
Yeah.
Or we say things like, go see a movie or go get a massage, which I think are important to do, but sometimes it's a lot more serious than mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
We're going to, there'd be hundreds of thousands of people sitting in their car right now really relating to this. You're on your own, you're sitting there in your car and you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, this is totally about me. We're going to take your calls. If you've got any questions, you can remain anonymous. That's absolutely fine. Feel free to call us 048715544. Dr. Saliha Afridi in the studio right now, a clinical psychologist. Would love to get your questions on. Again, you can remain anonymous. More about Mental Health Awareness Day next. Jess Glynn right now.